Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Haylen Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to an all-new episode of Help! We suck at being newlyweds. That's going to take some time to getting used to. It is myself, and we have our two other co-hosts. But the reason I'm kind of like getting into that is because, as you guys know, Dean has been, I don't know, on Pluto. And this is the first time that Dean and Kaylin have seen each other. And how long, Kaylin?
I think it's been 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks. How's it feel? You guys are seeing each other for the first time in 2.5 weeks, live on the podcast, baby.
Live on the podcast. It's been 2 weeks. I did the math on the flight. I was surprised. I thought that you were going to text me this morning and or at least try to call me or something before jumping on the podcast. So I'm surprised.
I was going to, but I didn't sleep last night, so I needed every second of sleep I could get.
Why didn't you sleep?
Because the winds are crazy, and we have this air vent right behind me that was flapping all night long.
Oh, those darn air vents, man. They love flapping around.
Yeah, but I'm so excited to see you. You look so handsome.
Should we just treat this as our phone call? Hello, how are you?
Fill me in
on everything I missed over the past 2 weeks.
Can you tell me about Antarctica?
Well, yeah.
But nothing interesting has happened here.
You went to the Super Bowl. You played golf. You caught a touchdown pass. I saw you wearing your football receiver gloves. It was awesome. You were the most athletic-looking person I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you so much. I did play golf, and I understand the hype. I will never get mad at you for playing golf again because it was so much fun.
Okay. You heard it here first, folks. We're going to hold her accountable.
Easton, make sure you clip that, please.
Never get angry for golfing too much again. Right. Yeah. I'm just going to clip that and play it for her every morning when we wake up.
No, it was so fun. I really get it.
You really get it. Yeah. See, that's great.
I really
great.
Get it. Can I hear about Antarctica? I don't know anything that happened.
Well, there wasn't really anything that happened. It was a great experience and a great trip, but it wasn't like there was one moment where,
What the hell is going on, Dean? Why am I just seeing your feet?
I'm just trying to get my computer to charge. I'm at a hostel in El Calafate.
Do you have your own room?
Yeah, I had to just buy it. And it was $120, but I didn't want to record the podcast out in the common areas because I get really nervous in front of other people. So I just bought this. My friends don't show up for another like 4 hours. So I was like, I guess that's fine because I'll just nap in here anyways.
Okay, wait, what are you doing now? Are you hiking Patagonia or are you doing something else?
So yeah, I like how we just brushed over all of Antarctica. So now my tentative plan is to drive to Puerto Natales with my friend I just met on this Antarctica boat, and he wants to go puma tracking. And so I told him I would go puma tracking with him for 5 days, which would be freaking sick.
Wait, would be? Right, are you doing it?
Right. Can I get some confirmation from you guys here?
But like, you're not hunting them, you're just looking for them?
Oh, yeah. No, we just like look at them through our telephoto camera lenses, but we're not going to kill
them. Just in case someone like got confused by that.
Yeah, I would never kill a puma.
Well, aren't pumas pretty dangerous?
Yeah, it's kind of like they're kind of like mountain lions, I guess you could say. Maybe like bigger and maybe less aggressive, but I don't really know enough about them. But they are big mountain cats, yeah.
Yeah, and you're going to be tracking them.
Yeah. Isn't that so cool? He was like so happy to have gotten this puma tracking reservation. He couldn't believe it. And I was like, well, you know, I don't really have anything to do. He's like, oh, come with me. He's this British guy. He goes, oh, mate, come with me down to Puma Land. And I was like, all right, sure.
That was like a country British accent. Wait, so you're doing puma tracking and are you going to hike Patagonia or no?
I think I'm going to do that still, yeah. And then
When are you coming home?
I'm going to go. Yeah. So.
Getting to
so,
that.
Yeah. Well, Jackson just invited me to go on The Price is Right with him on March 8th. So I know I have to be home before March 8th.
Oh, he texted me yesterday and asked when you were coming home. And I was like, I think the 8th.
Yeah, which is kind of good because if I didn't get that, I probably would have stayed in South America until like mid-March.
Oh, good. But, great.
But now I get to come back. And that'll be a full month. That's kind of what I said when I left too, that I'd be gone for a full month. So yeah, I'm going to go to Patagonia and I'm going to camp down there, puma track down there, and then come back up to the town that I'm in now and do this Fitzroy Traverse that I want to do. That's another 4 days. And then I would come back to this town or go up to the next town and fly out to Buenos Aires from there on like March 6th. That's my very loose plan.
Good. Great.
I need Ashley to talk to Kaylin because Kaylin, you're so just easygoing. Like, Dean, when are you coming back? Maybe a month, maybe not. I know I have to be back by March 8th, so I'll be back at some point. Dude. I run to CVS and Ashley asked me 5,248 questions. When are you going to be back? Where are you going? Are you just going to CVS? Are you going to someone else? Why are you going there? Well, shouldn't you go here? Can you also pick me this up? And then when you get back, we need to do this. But what time are you going to be back? And it's just like, oh God, please get me in my car.
Well, Kaylin does all those things when I'm home, I feel like.
Yeah, when he's home.
Yeah. And also, I think the biggest difference here is that we don't have a young human being at home that we're both taking care of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fair point.
Just a grumpy old dog.
Once you get the little one in the house, everything changes, guys. It's the most wonderful, awful thing you'll ever do in your entire life.
Oh, good. Can't wait.
Yeah, can't wait.
It's totally worth it. Man. Like, it is so much fun because you're just a kid. Like, last night, you know, I just do this thing where I run with Dawson and he loses his mind. And we found he started laughing because I'll run from the living room to the kitchen with him in my arm and I'll kind of tease him and we call it, and we run. And I'm like, and we run. And we start running. I don't full sprint, but it's just like a little bop. And he's like losing his mind. And then Ashley will be like, oh no, you're going to run into me. And he's like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And I'm like, oh man, I just wish I could have that sense of just bliss and
the kids are just
ignorance.
So stupid, you know?
Oh, so stupid. He's so dumb. God, I wish I was that dumb. I mean, I'm not smart, but I'm not as dumb as a one-year-old either. So there's a balance.
You're definitely smarter than a one-year-old. We'll give you that.
Once he turns three, it's going to start getting competitive.
I saw your cute photos of him with the cake and the Titanic or something like that.
Yeah, so it's for his, one of our friends here in Rhode Island. Her name is Ashley Richards, and she's a professional photographer. And so she did this cake smash thing for his birthday where she bought a cake, and it was just a blue cake, and he just smashes it and then, you know, eats it if he wants. And we did like a Titanic theme because obviously Ashley wanted to do a Titanic theme. So it was fun. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was nice.
That's nice. I always forget that your kid and my brother's kid are like, I think they're like one day apart, which is so interesting, I think.
Yeah. Wasn't your nephew born February?
February 9th, maybe?
Oh, okay. So
8th or 9th.
He was January 31st, so they're just a little over a week away.
Maybe it is February 2nd, actually. I don't know. But yeah, she's great, and kids are cool, and it's nice to be able to bop in and hang out with them whenever you feel like you want to hang out with them and not have the obligation to take care of them until they're old enough to take care of themselves.
I know. Even this morning, bro, like I get Dawson, I bring him upstairs, I change his diaper. He's being more fussy. Like, I can't leave him. I never left him on the diaper changing table by himself. But you know what I mean? Like, I was able to, like, place him there and he'd stay still. Now he's flaring all over the place, going left, going right. I mean, this kid would fly straight off and fall 4 feet if I didn't watch him. So anyway, and dude, changing his diaper now because I'm literally pinning this kid down as I'm changing the diaper, this is what you have to do with a one-year-old now, because he's just losing his mind and you think it's the funniest thing. So I change his diaper, put him down, go to pick out his clothes, and all of a sudden, this is like 30 seconds later, I'm like, did you just poop? Literally 30 seconds after I change his diaper, he takes a massive poop. And so I had to change him again. And it stunk, dude. His shit smells so bad now. It's like human poop. It used to be baby poop. And baby poop's nothing, man. You just change. One wipe, you're good to go. Now, oh, dude, his entire diaper is just exploded with poop.
That's really great, Jared. Thank you so much for sharing that information with
us. You want to know my life? This is my life.
I didn't want to know that much of your life. I will maybe be more specific next time I ask questions about that. I want to hear Kaylin talk a little bit. Is that okay? Kaylin, can you fill me in on life in Kaylin's shoes?
Well, I've just been in LA. I was supposed to go to Denver last week for my hair and makeup trial for the wedding.
Yeah.
But our producer Hannah texted us the night before and said we had two guests. So I was then going to miss my flight and I didn't want to be difficult the second podcast. So I canceled my flight and I bailed on my little sister. She was going to tour colleges, which she actually, I feel so bad.
You did all that for this podcast? Come on.
I did all of it.
You need to look out for number one first and foremost.
But Bella's very mad at me. And I thought she was touring Boulder, but she toured Colorado Springs and she loved it.
No, she toured Colorado State.
I don't know. I thought it was
Do you know
Colorado
what town
Springs.
She was in? I'm like 98% sure it was Fort Collins, Colorado
Actually,
State.
Maybe she was in Fort Collins. Okay, never mind.
Because first of all, she would never love Colorado Springs. And B, I'm like, definitely I've heard your grandfather say Colorado State, which is a great school. That's where Jackson went to college, was Colorado State. So
there's so many Colorado States, Colorado universities. But yeah, so instead of going to Denver,
There's one Colorado State, but yeah, okay, sorry, continue.
Are there not like CSU Boulder, CSU Colorado Springs, CU?
No, they're not. But it's okay. We don't need you. We're not quizzing you on the Colorado schools right now.
Anyways, I stayed at home and I needed it because I went to the Super Bowl. And then the next day I was supposed to leave for Denver. And I just got to rest and chill. And it was great.
Mm, that's nice. And you had fun at the Super Bowl. That's good. I'm glad you had fun. And then now you're in Los Angeles. What are you doing in Los Angeles? Why are you there? It's Wednesday.
Friends.
You're never there in Los Angeles on a Wednesday. You're in LA on Thursdays.
Yeah, but I'm here to
see
workout. Friends. Yeah, okay. Just to work out. The workouts are so much better here.
Oh yeah. I saw you doing some sweet, what was that stuff called? Pilates? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
With the reformer?
Yeah, it was so hard, but good.
But
and then tonight,
good.
But good. Tonight I'm seeing Susie Evans.
Oh, nice. What are you guys going to do?
Get dinner at Elefante. She just moved here, so I haven't seen her since we saw her like a year ago.
Oh, we got a local Susie LA girl now.
Yeah, local Suze.
Local Suze.
I'm really embarrassed about this. I texted her and was like, do you want to get dinner on Tuesday? And I thought I said Wednesday, so she showed up last night. My brain has been so messed up lately.
Oh, no. You stood her up for your friend date?
But she's like, I live 5 minutes away.
Oh, my gosh. I would never forgive you if I were her, but good for her for giving you a second chance.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. That'll be good for both of you guys, I think. Good timing for us to leave our apartment in LA, too.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you about Antarctica now. So,
wanted to give you guys I wanted to get an inside look of what a phone call conversation would look like between Dean
and Kaylin.
Kind
of what it feels like. I feel like this,
that's exactly
this is interesting
what it's
like. From a listener's perspective. Like, just I haven't talked to her in 2 weeks.
I liked it. You know, everybody always asks, like, what people's relationships are like. That was exactly what a phone call sounds like between I would say boyfriend, girlfriend, but now fiancés.
Fiance.
That's right. Hey, I was looking through the Instagram page of our new Instagram account, and I was getting some feedback from the commenters on that Instagram page. And I agree. I do think our title is a bit of a mouthful. One person said, just call it Help I Suck at Marriage or something, because Help I Suck at Being a Newlywed feels like a lot to say.
I was thinking
that
too.
It's too late for us to change. I know it might be too late for us to change it, but it does feel like we're trying to do too much.
I was thinking about Help We Suck at Relationships. You know, kind of encompass all... everything.
Yeah, that's good. I did like our pictures, though. Our pictures turned out pretty nice.
I know, they're so sweet. Totes adorbs.
Which is rare for me to think. because I always hate the way I look in every photo. So
that's not true.
I'm shocked.
It was funny
though.
Oh,
he does.
I believe it. Like, but Dean, you've said this before where you say you'll look at old pictures of yourself and you're like, oh my God, I used to be so good looking. But at the time you would say, oh, I'm hideous. Like no matter if you're in the moment, no matter what the picture is, you always think you look hideous. But then fast forward 5 years, if you were looking back on that picture, you'd be like, oh, shit, I look pretty good. So 5 years from now, Dean, well, I'm sure you're going to look back at those pictures and say, damn, I look pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just sliding off the scale pretty quickly into the pit of never being happy to look good in a photo again. I don't know. And look at me right now. I've got this. This is... Everyone always makes fun of me because I can't grow facial hair. I haven't shaved in 3 weeks, and this is what I look like. I was going to see
you
how long
so
I could go.
You look so cute.
Oh, I do. Thank you so much.
Wow. That's how you know you found the one right there, where you just haven't shaved. You look so disheveled. You probably stink.
Poor Kaylin fell in love with like a clean cut
guy
with muscles. And now you've got this freaking ugly sack of bones that's
overweight. Oh, my God.
Overweight.
You're still the most handsome guy I've ever met. Also, you had a mustache when we met. You were not this clean.
Yeah, but you fell in love with me before that. You fell in love with me when I was on The Bachelorette.
True.
And that was peak Dean in terms of physical appearance.
I disagree. But
I disagree
just
as well.
Getting hotter.
You think I'm hotter, Jared?
I was not. No, unfortunately not. But I do think peak Dean was long hair. Clean. When you walk down the stairs to get your woman, I was like, That's peak Dean right there.
That's funny because I remember walking down there wearing those clothes and I was like, oh, I feel so fat in these clothes. I felt like I was so out of shape. And now I'm like, I would kill to have that body again.
I'd kill to have my body a couple years ago too.
We just did this cruise. It's a cruise. We were on a boat for 11 days getting to Antarctica. And Kaylin, you were on the Galapagos boat. And we were like, by the end of that trip, we were like, gosh, get me off this freaking boat, man. 11 days on a boat is like psychological warfare, I feel like, because you have like, you can only leave the boat for 2 hours twice a day. So 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours at night, essentially, which is nice. But then after that, you're like confined just on the boat and you're always seeing the same people and you're just doing the same thing over and over again. And there's no cell reception. So you're like kind of confined even smaller into your little groups. And it was a lot of fun, but it was a lot to deal with. And there's like no gym on the boat. So I was eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dessert three times. I was having dessert after breakfast every day. Mm. And there was nothing I could do about it. I was just eating everything in my way. And I would like, I wasn't planning on drinking, but I had like three beers every single night. I swear I gained 15 pounds over the past 2 weeks.
You'll lose it in no time. What did you, you left the boat 2 hours per day. Did you guys dock two times a day?
Yeah, we would take these little Zodiac boats out to the land and just like walk around and hang out with penguins and seals and stuff. And then we would take the boats out in the afternoon. And depending on the location and the weather, we would either like take the Zodiacs around the icebergs, hang out with the whales, or go back and find another piece of land that we could go to. It was a pretty cool experience. If you're thinking about going to Antarctica, anyone out there that's listening to this, I would recommend it if you get it for the right price and you understand that you are going to be trapped on a boat for 2 weeks. It's not something I will ever do again, I don't think, unless I was going down to climb like a mountain down there, which would be really sick. But that's a whole other thing, obviously. It was a cool experience. I've been to all seven continents now. I can cross that off my bucket list. And now that that's chapter's closed, I can be happily never revisit it, I think.
So is it 2 weeks? It's a week there and a week back?
It's 3 days to get there. So 3 days on the boat just to get there.
Uh-huh.
And then 6 days there, and then 3 days to get back.
Got it.
So 12 days.
And what'd you do when you got to Antarctica?
That's what I'm saying. You go off the boat and you like go on land and hang out with the penguins and seals and whales and stuff.
Oh, that's so okay. I'm getting confused here. So your 3 days travel to Antarctica, there is no stops. You are just cruising.
Oh, no. You're just going.
Going. So once you're there in Antarctica, that's when... So you're still living on the boat.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what most people don't get right away, is you sleep on the boat every night. You're not really... There's nowhere to sleep on the land. There was one night that people camped, and I'm so mad they didn't let me camp. But there's not like hotel or anything on the land.
Why did they not let you camp?
Because I guess you were supposed to like sign up for it in advance or something stupid like that, which... Who knew? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you needed
I also had
permission
all my own camping
slip.
Gear. I was like, let me... I was like, I don't even need your equipment. I have all of my own stuff and it's better than all your crap anyways. And they're like, no, sorry. There's only a certain amount of people allowed on land.
Well, the voice you made, it sounded like an intimidating man telling you no. So I would have just listened to him as well.
No, it was a woman that said that. That's exactly how she sounded too.
Wait, did any of the photographers sleep there?
No, none of them did either. It was kind of silly, kind of stunk, but there's a lot less snow in Antarctica than you would think. I was expecting every bit of land to be covered in snow or ice or something like that. And it felt like we were just like in Seattle, like the coast, the Pacific Northwest in the middle of the winter. You know, like there was a lot more dirt and sand than you would really expect to see in Antarctica of all places.
Is that global warming or is that just because it's summer there?
I mean, yeah, it's probably a combination of both. So I guess if we come back in the winter, it might be a little different. But there was like a lot of ice in the water and the ship captain has to navigate the ice. And I would imagine in the winter, the ocean is a lot more frozen over. So you'd have to like break a lot more ice, which would be challenging, I think. But the 3 days, sorry, I just want to talk about this real quick. So the 3 days to get there, you cross through the Drake Passage is what they call it. And it's the most hectic ocean currents in the world, I think, something like that.
Yeah. When I didn't hear from you for 3 days, I started to think about the guy from the Galapagos talking about rogue waves. And I was
I mean, rogue waves are always, I think, something you might encounter, but these aren't rogue waves. It's just like every wave is 10 feet tall. And so you're just sloshing around like a bowl of soup. And it gets really crazy for a while. So for 48 straight hours, you're literally just rocking like nonstop, just over and back and forth. And you're trying to walk to dinner and you fall over and you're trying to sleep at night. I did not get sick, thankfully, because I didn't drink that much. And I don't know, I guess I just didn't get motion sickness for some reason. But at night, you're like bouncing out of your bed because the waves are so big. There were so many times where I woke up and I was fully expecting water to start rushing in under the door because I thought we were crashing and sinking and going under. And it's crazy just to like be in a perpetual state of not being able to like anchor down and be normal.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Wait, one more question. I thought I read that you get like strapped into your bed, like there's straps. Did you not have that, like a seatbelt?
like a straight jacket in your bed?
Yeah. No, like the chairs, there's everything strapped down. I saw that on TikTok.
Yeah, because you're like a bowl of soup in there, you know? You got to strap that stuff down. Yeah, like a bowl.
Exactly, just like a bowl of soup. Try putting a seatbelt on a bowl of soup, but you can't. no, we didn't have those in our bed or on the seats. But it was funny. I mean, like you're at dinner and you're sitting in your chair and the chair is like sliding back and forth on the floor in the dining room. Jeez. It was pretty crazy. And yeah, and I was telling Kaylin this.
And you paid to do this, correct?
Yeah.
You weren't forced.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So this is not some sort of torture you had to go through. You voluntarily gave money to have this
$10,000.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, it's a lot. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying I would never go back. I would never ever have the urge to go back.
And $10,000, but there's like more luxury. You didn't have like a luxurious boat, right? Like there's these crazy expeditions that people go on that they probably spend even more on, right? And how would it be much nicer?
We had the perfect boat. We had 100 people on our boat. The bigger boats, like the cruise liners that have like 1,000 people, that's just like not the way to do Antarctica. You gotta rough it a little bit. You know, if you're going to Antarctica, keep it a little bit rough. And also you're only allowed to let so many passengers land per day. And so our boat was small enough to where every passenger could land every day. Well, those big boats, you have to like go through cycles and rotations to let everyone land. Yeah. But those big ones, yeah, they've got like, you know, water parks and hot tubs and stuff. Ours was like a very practical, no space wasted, like everything is for the mission kind of thing, which is cool. And it wasn't like a comfort thing, but it was still pretty nice as far as boats go, I think.
So are there inhabitants? Like, are people living there permanently in Antarctica? I'm trying to look this up and it's not giving me that much explanation here.
Yeah, I think the only people that live in Antarctica are researchers from their respective countries, like Argentina or New Zealand or Chile or stuff like that. So I think the only people that live there are researchers. Like there are no indigenous people of Antarctica, you know? But what's interesting, actually, what I learned on the boat was that 60 to 100 million years ago, which really is not that long ago, Antarctica was
It was like last
was
week.
Like a green wonderland with like beautiful trees and grass and vegetation. And there was a lot of dinosaurs that lived up there. And dinosaurs obviously are reptiles, so reptiles need warm weather. It was like so much warmer and so much nicer 60 million years ago. That's not that long ago, you guys. Think about 60 million years.
It's a long time. Very long time.
And then what happened? I don't know exactly how it shifted or what happened, but I do think that Antarctica eventually broke off Pangaea, which is the supercontinent that used to be, that is no longer. And something maybe with the rotation of the Earth, that the weather system changed somehow. I'm not a scientist, so I don't really know exactly what it is.
But
it is weird. It is weird to think, obviously, the humans weren't involved in that changing process, and it changed anyways. And now here we are warming the Earth.
Now it's going back
to maybe how it used to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Antarctica is finally, I want some warm weather down here. Yeah. It's been so long. It's been 60 million years. I haven't seen the sun in 60 million years. Are you kidding me?
Wait, did the sun come out? Last question,
it was sunny every day. But I'm saying like, you know, the ground. No, the ground hasn't seen the sun. I got you. Because there's ice on the ground. And then,
of course.
So yeah, so that's Antarctica. Thanks for hosting last week's episode. I was actually really bummed I couldn't be here for last week's episode because the guests seemed really great. And who misses the second episode of a new podcast as a co-host? That's just really embarrassing of me to do. So I'm glad that Kaylin at least was able to power through for the Bell family over here.
Well, I did talk about something. I thought I could have sworn we talked about this on a podcast together about your Snip Snap.
Yes.
You've never talked about that?
My Snip Snap?
Yeah.
I thought I've talked about it before to our friends, and you're like, don't talk about that.
No, I don't care, but we have a doctor talking about your Snip Snap today.
Yeah, we got to get more info about this stuff.
Wait, I knew we had a doctor. I didn't know that it was a Snip Snap doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool. What did you talk about so I don't overshare anything and get in trouble?
No, you can share anything you want. I don't care, but I was like, shoot, should I not have shared that? I just said, instead of me taking birth control, you want to
I don't think it's fair of me to expect you to take birth control. It's so messed up. You have a hormonal reaction to taking birth control, and I'm just like, take it. That way I can
shove it down her throat.
That way I don't have to use protection.
Take it.
That's messed up. That's so messed up.
Yeah. It's different because most women have been on birth control, but it's different with you, Kaylin, obviously, because you haven't. So yeah, there's a decision to be made.
I'm excited for this guest, not that he's on now, but soon, because he's going to answer all the questions that we have about it.
Yeah. Do you have questions pre-written out?
Yep. Do you?
Nice. I don't have any. I'm more of like an off-the-cuff kind of guy. But Jared, do you want to get into some hot headlines, some hot topic headlines before we bring our guest in?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's nothing hotter than discussing hot topics after talking about Dean's vasectomy.
Okay. Well, do you want to talk about Dawson's poop some more or something?
Dude, I would love to. My life is surrounded by Dawson's poop. We do have a couple hot topics, one involving Kristen Cavallari, who's been... rumored to be dating within Bachelor Nation. I remember on New Year's Eve, she was seen out with Tyler Cameron, Tyler C. There's a guy that should be the Bachelor right there. Don't we all agree? Don't you think that Tyler C should have been the Bachelor? What the hell happened? How is that not like the easiest decision to be made? Did he want too much money? I want to know more about this. Don't you guys? Like, how did that guy not become the Bachelor? He's like the most famous guy in Bachelor Nation. He just never became the Bachelor.
I bet you what happened is what you said. He probably asked for too much money, and I bet you the producers were probably like, yeah, we want you to be the Bachelor, but we don't like care enough to pay you some insane amount of money. You know, like we can find a successful Bachelor for way cheaper. Well, that's what I assume happened, at least.
Maybe. But anyway, it's not about Tyler C. It's about Kristen Cavallari. She's revealed that she's been approached by a lot of married men after the Jay Cutler divorce, and she breaks down why she's not ready for a relationship. She's living the single life. She opened up recently in an article about the reality of dating, and she revealed why she isn't in a rush to be in a relationship. So apparently she's not in a relationship with Tyler Cameron. She recalled getting approached by a lot of married men since her divorce from Jay Cutler. Clearly, I'm not ready for a relationship because I'm attracting all of these unavailable men, she talked about. After she broke up with the former NFL star, Kristen Cavallari, she joked about addressing her history with athletes. Quote, I've gotten a lot of 29-year-olds. I've dated a lot of kids in their 20s, and I'm like, this is silly. I need someone who's established, she talked about after dating younger men. And she expressed interest in starting a family, adding, I'm not going to have more kids. It would be so hard for me. Oh, the younger guys talk about starting a family with her. Then she says, I'm not going to have any more kids. It would be so hard for me to go back and have another one because my baby is 7 and I can't imagine going back and do it all over again. So unless I'm at the love of my freaking life and he wanted one and didn't have maybe, but most likely I'm not having kids. So she talks about that. That is interesting because I talked to Tanner and Jade about having another kid and they have 3 kids and their youngest is almost 2. Reed is almost 2 now. And Jade was talking about last week how she wants a 4th kid, but Tanner was like, we're almost out of it. You know, it feels like we're almost out of that stage because there is that baby stage, right? Where it's just like your life is consumed by this infant. And once they start becoming more mm-hmm. independent, you can start living your life again. So I can relate to Kristen Cavalier, because once your kid's like seven, it must be tough to go back and be like, okay, we're going to do this all over again, which is why Ashley and I have talked about, we're definitely going to have another kid. And I think we're going to start trying pretty soon, because Dawson's already a year. So even if Ashley got pregnant pretty soon, you know, Dawson would be almost 2 years older than his sibling. So I don't know.
Yeah, but what I think what you might be missing out on, though, is like Kristen's case, and then probably in Jade's case, too, if they have another kid, the oldest kid kind of becomes like a au pair in a sense, you know, like a live-in nanny that you can just hire to take care of the little baby.
That is nice.
Which I think would kind of be a nice thing for the parents, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
It's not like I feel bad. I'm always bitching, complaining about being a parent. Dawson's the best. I love him so much. But it definitely, like, it's jarring to say the least. But anyway, so Kristen Cavalier, Kristen, I always say Christina. What the hell? Kristen Cavalier, I'm curious, why are these married men approaching her, wanting to date her? Dude, I don't get it. Like, how are these guys just like fucking stupid? I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't swear, but sometimes the potty mouth just comes out of me. Like, what do you think's gonna happen? I don't know.
But I wonder if these are just like random guys sliding into her DMs that like were fans of hers years ago on the Hills or Laguna Beach, or if they're like actually in the public eye, you know?
It feels like, I would imagine that they're in the public eye because she says that she's attracting all these unavailable men. How does she know that they're unavailable? You know, I mean, say it's like just some rando DMing her. I doubt she's like going through this guy's profile. Yeah. Maybe she is. Maybe she's clicking on him and seeing like, oh, that guy's married. And he's flirting me. What an asshole. But my mind immediately went to someone that we know or someone that's in the public eye somehow reaching out and saying, hey, I've always had a thing for you. Like, I'm ready to dump my wife and let's get this thing going.
Let's get this thing started. Caitlin, what are your thoughts on Kristen Cavalier just as a person?
Oh, I love her.
You do?
I never watched Laguna Beach or The Hills, so I didn't. I don't know like the villain backstory, but I met her at an event. She was friendly. She's professional. She's like an awesome businesswoman, a mom. Mm. I think she's great.
That's cool. Yeah, I don't know much about her. I guess it was a little before your time, those shows. That was like maybe one of the OG reality TV shows.
I know my mom was strict. She wouldn't let me watch any of those shows, so I never did.
Oh, that's a shame. I never watched any of those reality shows. The only reality show I ever watched was Jersey Shore. But I felt like, I don't know, I think I might. The problem is I don't watch TV. But if I did watch TV, I would want to revisit those shows because I feel like it would bring out so much nostalgia and just it would make me feel better about the world. Like no matter what I'm worried
talking,
it's all going to work out.
We were just talking the other day about, you remember the show was like Date My Mom or Next on MTV?
I remember Next. I do remember Date My Mom.
Or Room Raiders.
Room Raiders.
I kind of remember Room Raiders.
What was the one where they had to, the parents had to pick? Was that Room Raiders? It was
Date
like,
My Mom.
Is that Date My Mom?
Yeah, you go on a date with the person's mom and then you decide whether you want to date the kid. Oh, parental control. Maybe that's what it is.
Parental control. Yeah. Yes, that's what I was thinking.
And then you decide if you want to date the kid based on your date with the mom or dad, I guess. Parental control. Yeah, that sounds about right.
I remember Next.
Was good.
That
I worked
was the
with
van,
a girl,
right? Or like the bus. People would go on the bus and then they'd pick out Next.
Dude, it's funny to watch the clips back because when I was a kid watching that, I was like, man, this show is hilarious. How are these guys all so witty and make these weird, funny phrases sound so eloquent? And then you watch it as an adult and you're like, everything that they've said has been scripted. Like in the most insane way that's so obvious. How did I not know that when I was watching that when I was 13 years old, you know?
Oh, dude, I think the same thing when I watched those shows. Like when I was a kid and if I saw glimpses of those shows, I'm like, these guys are so cool. Like, God, I just want to be like them when I grow up. And then you watch the show back now and you're like, whoo, man, that guy sucks. It's cringy.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. I wonder if people are going to say that about us when they watch.
Dude, they've already said that about us. Just go on your Twitter feed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I don't really go on Twitter anymore, but Yeah, what else do we want to talk about? Anything else important, pressing, Jared, that you just have to get off your chest?
Oh, there's this other article, but I don't know. Kaylin, I feel like, would you consider yourself a pop culture aficionado?
Somewhat. I listen to a pop culture podcast, so I learn everything that I know from them.
What pop culture podcast?
Is it called Help I Suck at Being a Newlywed? No, yeah, let's not plug it someone else's podcast.
No, who cares? We can plug it. Maybe we'll get it.
No, it's actually...
get some cross-pollination here.
I listen to it every day when I work out. It's called The Toast. They're hilarious. Oh,
yeah, I know The Toast.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Toast is great. Ashley listens to The Toast.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're so funny.
It must be like more for women, I would say, because I've tried listening and it just doesn't spark my interest very much.
Yeah, but also you are the complete opposite of the people they're trying to get to listen to that podcast.
Exactly.
It's fair.
But I'll you did listen. You tuned in when they were talking about Entourage.
Oh, yeah. Entourage.
Remember her takes on Entourage? She was like, screw
that was pretty
the lead
funny.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, Vinny turns into such a douche. The main character is drama. He's the best. He's so fun to root for. I was like, yes. I could listen to hours of this. I do listen to hours of it.
Drama was your favorite character on the show?
I liked all the characters. I listened to their podcast. I'll plug their podcast real quick. Victory of the Podcast by Kevin Dillon and Kevin Connolly and Doug Ellen. I listen to that podcast a lot. And Kaylin hates when I listen to that one, just like I hate when she listens to The Toast. So we have to listen to them separately, which is kind
sometimes
of a bummer on a long car ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jared, plug a podcast quick. We got 2 minutes.
Well, I just listen to local sports talk. So Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Yeah. Listen to them all the time. Thank
you. You listen to radio stations?
Yeah.
You listen on the radio?
Dude, I listen to FM, bro. I'm an OG. I'm an OG guy.
Do you listen to the Kelsey podcast? The Kelsey brothers?
No.
Oh, I've listened to snippets of it.
Kaylin, I was like, oh no, am I going to sound like an asshole right now? Is Kelsey some sort of Bachelor Nation member that like, I'm going to be like, who? Travis Kelsey. No, I can't stand Travis Kelsey. No.
Dang.
Listen, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but I'm talking as a sports fan. You know what I mean? There's a difference between hate and there's a difference between hate and sports hate. And I sports hate Travis Kelsey. Like after where he was like, oh, tell the mayor of Cincinnati, know your role and shut your mouth, jabroni. And it's like, he's going on the podium being like, nobody believed in us. And it's like, dude, everybody believed in you guys. Everybody thought you were going to probably be in the Super Bowl.
I just realized I haven't heard anything about the Super Bowl. I think the Chiefs won.
You think?
God,
I'm like pretty sure.
The Chiefs won. It was actually such a good game. It was so entertaining. And I was cheering on the Chiefs because Deirdre is obviously, my grandma is a huge Chiefs fan. And she was losing her mind because Chris Stapleton opened, her favorite singer.
Wow.
And then the Chiefs won. And then we went to a tailgate and Sheryl Crow performed. And she was incredible.
You were at a tailgate after the game? That's not really how tailgates work.
No, I said before the game.
Oh. Yeah. And wait, Deirdre was there with you?
No, she was just texting me.
Oh. But yeah, that's so interesting. I just realized that because I left basically the day the Super Bowl was on, and you don't get internet on the boat unless you pay insane amounts of money for it. And so I just haven't really heard anything about the Super Bowl. But I did get an update that the Chiefs won last second on a field goal, but I never confirmed it. And it sounds like that's the case. So
it is the case on a very controversial holding call. It was interesting to say the least. But I'm happy.
Scripted. All right. Well, yeah, we are going to take a quick break because our Snip Snap Doctor is in the waiting room and she is going to be joining us right after these messages.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black lead products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions. Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back to Help I Suck at Being a Newlywed. Here, I'll step in for you.
Dude, here. For a second there, I was like, all right, new podcast. Then I'm like, wait a minute. We're just back from a break. That's it.
I'll let you keep going then because you seem like you found your stride here.
I never find my stride. We have a very special guest, as we've been saying, the Snipknock Doctor. I'm just kidding. Dr. Jeanette Neshwat. I said that properly, right?
That's perfect.
Oh, Neshwat. Good. I'm so bad with names, and I literally just asked you off air how you pronounce it, and I still second-guess myself. So, no. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We know that you are a top family and emergency medicine doctor. You have an incredible background. You know a lot about medicine. And we've been talking the past couple weeks because our two newlyweds here, Dean and Kaylin, have been discussing Dean possibly getting a vasectomy. And we have some questions for you. They have some questions for you specifically. So how about this? So doctor, if you can just briefly tell us what the overall procedure of getting a vasectomy is like.
Okay. So, I mean, it's an outpatient procedure, meaning you go in and out and you get it done in the same day. You get some local numbing and they call it a vasectomy because it's the vas deferens tube that you're snipping, that you're cutting. And what that tube does, that carries the sperm that becomes part of the, I don't know how detailed you want me to get, but it becomes part of.
Oh, get detailed. You're fine.
Okay. So that, the vas deferens tube is what carries the sperm that enters the ejaculate that, you know, fertilizes the ovaries, the eggs, and that's how you become pregnant with a woman. So you cut that off and therefore you cannot get a woman pregnant. But that is not 100%. It's about 95%. The only, you know, thing that's more effective is abstinence. But it's not something that I would recommend as your first choice for birth control. believe it or not, there's a birth control for men that's under investigation right now. It's an actual, an oral non-hormonal pill. But I think that you have to keep in mind that if you do that, there is a chance that it's not reversible. And are you willing to take that chance? And if you're willing to take that chance, I would at least recommend freeze your sperm just in case anything happens. You know, freeze a few vials if that's something you really, really want to do. The other alternative I would consider is it's very easy for a female to get what's called an IUD. They last about 5 years, and that's a good form of contraception as well. I'm not saying that we should put all the onus on the female, but it's very easy. We have so many options, so many more options than men. I certainly would not undergo any surgical interventions for birth control if I still want to have kids one day, meaning I wouldn't go and have my tubes tied and then think, okay, I'll go back and get it reversed later. So I think that's very kind and considerate for Dean to want to do that. So maybe his wife does not have to go on birth control or have an IUD, but I think it's easier for us women to take on that burden than for a man. And the other alternative is, you know, of course, using condoms, but you know, that's not really expected in someone who's in a monogamous relationship. But there's other, you know, forms of birth control, but not as effective.
I do have a question. You said numbing cream. So are the patients not put under?
No, local numbing, not numbing cream. I mean, they could use some local topical anesthetic at the site of injection, but usually we'd use this local, like when you go to the dentist and you have some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no, you shouldn't be put under. Some people want to be sedated, but
Was this a joke?
Was this a joke, or are you really serious about doing this?
Well, I'm serious about it, but let me ask you a question. You said when you cut off the penis. Do I get like a fake penis that I put on after that, or is it?
No, you're snipping. You're snipping a duct, a tube internally.
Oh, so yeah, not my whole penis.
Right, right. You still get to keep that little part that's left. Yes.
It's tied at the, they snip it, they tie it.
But you know, there's always concern for collateral growth. You know, just like I've had some patients who've had heart testing, and the cardiologist says, I can't believe you haven't had a heart attack already. It's because even though the main coronary to the heart is clogged, that's the blood vessel that provides blood flow to the heart, it's clogged, but the body was able to create collateral blood vessels to the heart. The same thing could potentially happen. That's why it's not 100% effective, number one. And number two, it's not 100% reversible. So if I were in your shoes, I would not recommend it. If you were my little brother, I would say, no, let's not do that.
I did have a traumatic incident when I was a child, and I got a lot of stitches on my scrotum. So I wonder if that would affect anything as well.
That's a good question. If it was just a laceration, it shouldn't.
Big old laceration.
It was oh my gosh. Ugh,
what did you do?
I told you the story before.
I don't remember. Tell it again.
I mean, have you know, not to be negative Nancy, but have you even had your sperm evaluated? Because
I was worried that I was sterile. Worried, I guess, just more curious more than anything. So I got tested, and they said my swimmers are fine. Which I don't know. I don't know if it was a reputable sperm bank that was testing my sperm, but yeah, I might need to get it retested.
Yeah, you. That's something you could do, especially if you're thinking about having children. Another thing you could do, how old are you? How old are you guys?
31.
So I'm 27.
You're pretty young. I mean, if also it's something to just consider, if you don't want to have kids right now, but maybe in the future you do, make embryos. Go ahead and get some of your follicles out while you're young and healthy. Go ahead and make embryos and freeze your embryos and you're all set.
So you're pretty anti using a vasectomy as a main form of birth control. At least if there are kids later on, potentially in the future, you're saying.
I think that's excessive right now. I would say if you definitely want to have kids, when do you want to have kids? Do you know that? Have you had that discussion?
Once I figure my life out, which is open to interpretation.
How many years?
About 5, maybe more.
Okay. So, and do keep in mind, women are having babies in their 40s, but the risk of Down syndrome and chromosomal abnormalities, and you know, birth defects begin usually around age 34, 80, 35. So keep that in mind. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't have still continue to have babies, even beautiful babies with Down syndrome all the time. But just you want to keep that in mind. Naturally, as we age, there are more chromosomal abnormalities with our follicles, with our eggs. Mm. So that's, I just think it's like the extreme for you to go straight to a vasectomy. Have you ever considered an IUD? Have you ever taken birth control? And how did you do on that?
Yeah, I just got off birth control. It was making me a little crazy. And I've heard horror stories from IUDs. So I stopped nodding.
Well, so now there are different types of IUDs. There are non-hormonal IUDs. So the ones with the hormones, yeah, can be problematic. But also, there's so many different types. Just because one didn't work for you doesn't mean there's another one that would work. But if you're, you know, if you have an anaphylactic reaction to birth control and it's absolutely, you know, out of the question, then, you know, then I can understand why you guys are considering a vasectomy. But I would not just go straight to a vasectomy. If you're gonna do that, then I would freeze your sperm and freeze a few vials. Consider freezing some embryos as well, and just have that backup insurance just in case. But I would say explore other options before you go to a surgical intervention. I don't know of anyone that would recommend doing that before having children. It's usually something that's done after you're having children. Well, maybe that why don't sense. You just start having children right now?
Oh.
What's the yeah, hurry? Come on, guys, join the club. It's fun, I tell you.
I will be your need godmother. More
need more money first. Why do you think it is that there are so much more resources into like figuring out how to provide females with like this contraception instead of males? Like, why do you think they focus more on the females than the males? Is there just easier or?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I just think historically, since we are the baby maker, the baby carriers, the hormones, there's more opportunity, whether it's from, you know, using, you know, something that stops your ovaries from you ovulating. There's just so many opportunities versus with a male. It's just, okay, we got to make sure the sperm, doesn't get to the egg to fertilize and create that embryo. But that's a really good, question. But again, there is a male contraception that's being studied right now. And I could try to find the name of it for you. I don't remember the name, but it is underway, and it doesn't lower your testosterone. And it's being looked at. So maybe that's something for you to consider. It's a new experimental approach to male.
Yeah, Dean, you could be a lab rat for this thing. Come on now. Yeah.
I'll jump into the clinical trials. Why not?
It is quite funny when you think about the difference between providing contraception for a male and female. Like Dean said, it's been like for a female, you're like, well, you can take a pill, you can have like all this birth control options, or we can surgically put in something inside of you to ensure that you don't get pregnant. And with a guy, so far, it's been like, I don't know, just throw something rubber over it and you'll be fine. Okay.
Yeah, so this study is published in the journal Nature Communications, and it's looking at a medicine that immobilizes the sperm so they can't swim and can't fertilize the egg. So that's something that is, and it's successful in mice. So that's something that is on the horizon.
Well, that's good. I do have a question. What are your thoughts on natural cycles or birth control where you just track ovulation by your temperature?
Well, not temperature alone. That might be a little bit tricky because what if you have a cold? What if you have a virus? What if you have strep throat? But if you don't, then you have to be really strict with that. But yeah, some people do that, and that works, especially if you're on a very regular cycle. Mm-hmm. If you're on a very regular cycle, that's something that you can do. But you have to really know your body. You have to really know your body, and then some people. They try to use what we call the pull-out method. That's, you know, you have
I was
to
just
have
about to say that.
Yeah.
Is that scientifically proven?
the true pull-out method.
How many trials have we done with the pull-out method?
not enough, but a man that knows his body knows his, you know, has control. That is, some people use that method. Many are successful. Many are not, because there are sperm in pre-ejaculate.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And so that's why you have to be aware of that. That's not, I don't recommend that as birth control, but, I would say try that first before going to a vasectomy. But I understand if you can't tolerate birth control, and you've tried everything, like really, truly have tried everything, then I understand why you're considering a vasectomy. But that really, truly, I think, in my opinion, should be absolute last resort. And I wouldn't even recommend it until you've had at least maybe two or three kids.
Kaylin, what was some of the horror stories you've heard about IUDs?
Just people passing out and pain. I guess those are the two biggest ones.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
So the number one, the pain. You mean pain when you have it inserted? Yes, that can be controlled. That's what you do. What you do is you tell your gynecologist, I want to be sedated, because so many doctors just do procedures on us and think that we have no sensation down there. Of course we do. So the pain issue can easily be fixed. Number one, you ask for sedation and for pain control when you have it put in. But as far as the other issue, what was that other issue that you were worried about besides pain?
The people passing out, but I think that's from the pain or fear of it, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, that is an easy fix. And let me tell you, Caitlin, there are thousands, millions of women throughout the world that do very well with IUDs. Have you ever tried it?
No, I'm too scared.
So you're scared. To overcome that fear is you have to ask questions. And you also have to understand, if you don't like it, guess what? You go and get it taken out. You don't keep it, you have to keep it in. Give it a try. But if you're, talk to your gynecologist. That's the thing. Have you had this conversation with your gynecologist? There's so many options other than birth control, other than oral birth control, I meant.
Every time I talk to her about issues with low estrogen, she kind of like talks me out. Like, I love my gyno. This isn't me trying to say anything bad about her, but she talks me back into it.
Do you know why it's called low estrogen? Because it's so natural. I've actually taken that before and I loved it. But why did you want to come off of it?
It was just messing with my hormones.
How long have you been on it? How long were you on it? Did you give it a chance, like 3-4 months?
Yeah, I was on and off since college.
Oh, okay. So you were on it for a while and you couldn't tolerate it. Yeah. Right. And in your situation, has your doctor talked to you about the implant?
No, it's probably a conversation I need to have with her eventually.
Yeah, ask about the implant. And don't forget, you can try things, and if you don't like it, you stop it. That's the beauty of medicine. But I would consider trying the copper IUD, and I'm not selling anything. But if I were going to try something, my go-to would be the low estrogen, because I have experience with that. Also, the copper non-hormonal copper IUD. You should look into that and give it a try. And remember, if you don't like it, it's okay. You take it out. It's not like you're having, breast implant surgery. It can easily be taken out in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Sounds like a painful 5 minutes.
Looks like we got some research to do. I do like the tried and true pull-out method, although it just makes the best part of the experience a little less enjoyable, which is
sad. I agree.
It is so crazy how women just have to, you guys just got the I shouldn't say the worst of it. I don't know. You kind of did. It's just like poor things. Like everything is so dependent on women just taking care of business. You guys are.
Well, that's because women are powerful, strong human beings and we can tolerate it.
You can tolerate it. There's so many things that Ashley has to go through. And I'm like, I just would not be able to handle this in any way. So,
well, the way God made us, men can do certain things that women can't do and vice versa. So that's why human beings are beautiful species. That's why I love medicine.
This is fair. And I just had one question before you get going, doctor, because as a man, I am dumb. And you said that you freeze embryos. Is freezing embryos different than freezing eggs?
Yeah, that's a great question.
And then apparently my wife is slapping her forehead thinking that I'm dumb, even though the doctor just said that's a great question.
It is a great question, because I shouldn't assume that everybody knows everything. So you need the egg from the woman and the sperm from the man. Put it together, you create an embryo.
Embryo. That's what I was assuming.
Yes. Now, when you just take the egg from the woman and you freeze it alone, that's one thing. But I would say do both if you have the means. Your insurance might cover a round or two of that fertility. But if you're truly thinking about a vasectomy, which I don't think should be the immediate plan of contraception right now, but if that's something that you really, really want to do, I would definitely freeze your sperm, freeze a few vials of sperm, and freeze some embryos if you really are going to do the vasectomy, which I'm leaning towards don't do. But if, Caitlin, you cannot tolerate any form of birth control, then yeah, that's very kind and considerate of you, Dean, to even consider that for your wife. She must be an amazing person, Caitlin.
Just trying to make sure she's happy, you know? She did have to jump off. I think she had a meeting or something. But this has all been illuminating, Doctor. We appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. And let me know if you have any questions. Seriously, if you have any questions or concerns, I'm always happy to help. I have gynecology friends that I could always reach out to as well. If you have any other specific detailed questions, I can get you a second opinion.
Sweet.
And God
bless. That was great. Thank you. You too. Yeah. Hopefully, if anyone else has the same questions, they can just refer to this and get all that answered. But you were great. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking the time and spreading your knowledge.
Thank you. My pleasure. Have a great day. God bless. Be safe.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black lead products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black lead brand, we make room for another Black lead brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include the Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions. Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Well, so Kaylin did have to jump off there, which was, I guess, kind of good timing because she was having connectivity issues. Mm-hmm. So we can't decompress after that.
So now it's back to help we suck at dating, bro.
Suck.
It's all right. We got to come up with a new chant. Newlyweds. Does that work? No, Ashley's shaking her head. We'll figure it out.
We can't try to figure it out. It has to figure us out. You know, like it just has to happen naturally, organically.
Yeah.
But before we do that, I do want to extend maybe a request to you, the dutiful listeners, fans of the show. You guys are great, and I love you so much. We are doing a Q&A episode next week, and we want you guys to throw some Q's at us, and we can provide some A's. So go to the Instagram. I hope you already follow us. You should all already follow us. But yeah, shoot us over some questions. We want to give you guys some answers to those questions. We probably will. I think what we should do is on the Instagram page, we should just like put a Q&A box and then just get some of those questions and read them on air.
Oh, that's what they literally just did.
Nice. It was funny. Not funny, but it was nice seeing Kaylin in that interview with the doctor because she was asking questions that I could sit in front of a computer for 100 years formulating questions to ask, and I would never ask some of the questions that she's asking. So it's great to have her.
Yeah, she does. What is that called? I mean, we haven't done it in quite some time, but she...
Does it work?
It starts with a P, I swear to God. It's prepares. Forgot.
Oh, prepares.
That's right. I do that. It's been a while for you and I.
Why don't more people do that? It makes the show so much better.
Yeah, but then it's just like... I'd rather come on here and talk about Dawson's poop. You know what I mean? That's better for me.
Oh my gosh. Can I embarrass myself? No. I got to say this. Yeah, I have to say
Yeah,
this.
You can't say, can I embarrass myself and then be like, never mind, I'm not going to tell the story.
I just learned something about the female body that blew my mind. Female anatomy blew my mind. I wanted to ask the doctor while she was still here, but it seemed like she was kind of ready to get off. And Ashley seems like she might be in the room, so maybe you can confirm this with her. And it was really embarrassing when I asked on the boat, but... Does a girl, does she pee out of her clitoris?
No, right? I don't know.
I didn't think so, but I found out that unless they were all f***ing with me and I don't know better, I was told that girls pee out of their clitoris.
The opening to the urethra is the tiny hole that you pee out of. It's located just below the clitoris and above to the vagina. How many holes are there down there?
Okay. Sounds like there's quite a few.
Good God.
Yeah, so that's interesting. They kept dogging me for not knowing where girls pee from. And A, I've never watched a girl pee before, so how would I know that? B, the Colorado public school system, I guess, has failed me, as Rhode Island has obviously failed yours as well. I just, like, didn't ever know until just, like, 2 days ago. So I guess it's technically not the clitoris, but just below the clitoris.
Yeah, I guess I've always assumed it was the vagina.
I always thought that there was a hole between the vagina and the butthole, like a gooch hole kind of thing. I just thought that it came out of
the... I mean, how many openings do you think a woman has?
I just thought it was like a gooch hole.
Oh, gooch hole?
I don't know. I just thought there was like a little hole down there.
Well, I mean,
I'm
not saying I've like, you know, I'm that knowledgeable about the female anatomy, but even me, like, just from watching or like being with a woman, you're telling me you've noticed that there potentially could be a third hole down there?
No, I just thought that it was like so small and discreet and cute and fragile that, you know, you couldn't see it to the naked eye. Maybe like it expanded when it was in action. I don't know. I haven't put much thought into it because I never cared to put much thought into it.
Ashley just came back in the room. So the past 2 minutes we've been, because Kaylin had to sign off, past 3 minutes maybe, we've been talking about
Dean asked me, do women pee out of the clitoris?
Oh my God, but you are now saying
No. This guy, no. She's now accusing me of saying that I know there's three holes, but he, no. Dean said that he thought there was potentially a hole between the vagina and the butthole. And I'm like, bro, come on now. There are three holes. One that you pee out of your vagina, but
no, you don't pee out of your vagina.
I know there's your urethra.
Yeah.
And then there's your vagina. I don't know why I said. Anyway, yes, I know there are three holes, but I got to be honest. I don't think I ever really knew there were three holes.
Just said yes, yes, I know.
Now we know. We're smarter because of this question. So I appreciate Ashley's insight. I'm gonna say, if I was listening to this, I would be more embarrassed by you thinking urethra was a slang term instead of me thinking there was a third pee hole in the guttural area.
Apparently boys have a urethra as well.
Of course. I mean, I knew that.
So that's just a pee hole.
That's a pee hole.
Okay,
but our
yeah.
pee hole is attached to our, is not attached. I guess it's all attached.
First of all, don't blame us listening to the podcast. Blame, as Dean stated, the Colorado and Rhode Island public school system. Okay.
I'm embarrassed, but you know what? I'm proud to say that I feel smarter. So weather the storm, come out the other side a little smarter.
And
little
can
braver.
We also say this is why Kalen is a new podcast? See what happens when Kalen's not on the podcast for 4 minutes, how south it goes. This is why we need
devolves.
Her here. She's not going to be happy.
I think on that note, I think every episode we record, all three of us, there should be 5 minutes of non-Kalen time at the end.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for, I can't believe you're still listening to this episode. Honestly, why did you not turn it off 5 minutes ago when Kalen left? Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds. We truly appreciate it. Don't forget to submit your questions on the Instagram page, Help I Suck at Being a Newlywed. We want to answer some of those questions on air next week. So be sure to do that. Be sure to tune in next week where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iheartradio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at 2 locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Love at First Sight still exists. It's available at your local shelter.
This June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too.
Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more and see full terms and conditions.